Menachos, Perek Aleph, Mishne Gimel. Chavite Kohen Godel, the different type of Kob Mincha, which is the Minchas Chavitin, it's in Pashas Tzav, that he has to make a Asiyus Oif Yisraelis Mincha Tomid. Mechtzisa Baboike, Mechtzisa Baref, we've had a number of halachas that are negated to this. The Chavite Kohen Godel, the Mishne just puts over here in the same format as the last few Mishnes. Lishosim Varichosim Vafiyosim Bifnim. Over here, the whole avodu is bifnim. There's not even a shayla legabe where it should be made. Only the legabe the regular kav mincha, but not legabe the chavitin. The way the mafarshim bring from the gemara is that over here, since it's measured in a chatzi isoroin, the chatzi isoroin is definitely the kli when they measured out for the chavitin. Was definitely in the Skadish Bekdushas Klisharis, and therefore it already has Kedushas Aguf, and for sure all the Avoidis have to be done Bifnim. The old Shiloh was Legabi the Shtei Alechem, and Legabi the Lechem Aponim, where the measurement was Nasiris Oifa. That's what's Mavur in the Mufarshim. The Rav speaks out Bekitza Nimit. The Mishnah adds a detail, V'doiches HaShabbos, it's brought every day. Now, L'chor, this is the personal carbon of the Kohen Godel, but we still treat it as a korban tzibur, because it's hukvah lahem zman. So there's a discussion in the sugya in Psochem and over here in Menachos about the criteria for that, which is doicha Shabbos. Pashtus, a korban yoch is never doicha. So you're going to have to say, L'moshul, the Gemara in Psochem says that a korban pesach, even though it's brought for each individual, but it's brought by rabbim. So you'll have to say the Kohen Gadol also. He's representing the rabbim, so his personal choivas, minchas chavitin, also has that quality. So that too, it's kavua zmano because it's b'cholya. The kavim tamid shel shachar ben abayim has to be brought on Shabbos also. Now the reason why the lishosim varichosim vafiyosim are done on Shabbos is because since it's already in the Skadish b'klisharis, so it would be nifsal belina if it was left overnight. So therefore, behechrach has to be done on Shabbos. Tziyev shel asoyis meyev Shabbos. Tichunon varkeidon enin deichsa Shabbos. Sifting and grinding the flour certainly does not have to be done on Shabbos. That's not a chelik of the avodah. So therefore, any deksa Shabbos. If they were left without flour, they wouldn't be able to bring the carbon. It would be like being left without a sakin for carbon pesach. That we passing, you can't carry the sakin through Rosh Hashanah. You can't make the sakin. Klal omer of Akiva. Here's where the Mishnah says it. You have the same Mishnah in Psachim. Kol melacha she'efshal la'osis me'erev Shabbos, eni doiches ha'Shabbos, v'she'i'efshal la'osis me'erev Shabbos, doiches ha'Shabbos. That which behechach has to be done on Shabbos is doicha. That which does not have to be done cannot be done. Go all the way back to Masechet Shabbos. We have the famous Mishnah Reb Elezer de Mila, where he holds that even if you didn't have a knife, you can make the knife or carry the knife on Shabbos. He's the chaylik on that. But this is the klal that was keveh Reb Kiva, and this is taka the halacha l'maisa. Mishnah Dal, kol ha-menochas yesh behem maise kli bifnim ve'im behem maise kli bachutz. Anything that was done bifnim, the azorah, has to be done b'kli shoros. Anything that was done outside does not have to be done, shouldn't be done b'kli shoros. The Mishnah now explains. Keitzad, how do they make this? Going back on the shtei alechem, the lechem upon them. Shtei alechem, orkon shivo, the length is 7 tvachim, v'rochman arba 4 tvachim, v'karnoisem, are the corners that stick out on the four sides of the lechem. This is according to some of the Mufashim. Other Mufashim, you look at the Rambam, he explains that the karnoisov is not a piece that was stuck on to make a corner that would stand up of four etzbois. The four over here, by the way, is not four tvachim, it's four etzbois. The way he explains is that the Mishnah is going on the length, the width, and the depth. That would be the natural where you would have to describe a loaf of bread. How long is it? How wide is it? And how thick is it? So that's what it means by karnis, is the part that sticks up. So that's why it's called a keren. The height of it is arba etzbois. That's how deep the lechem is. Lechem aponim, orkei asoro, v'roch bechamisho. It's 10 by 5. And again, the same shayla, karnois of shev etzbois. Either the height or the parts that stick up is 7 etzbois. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Shaloitite, you shouldn't make a mistake. How much are the numbers over here? He does what he does, Lishitasle. You have in several places, Rabbi Yehuda gives Simonim. The Tzach Hadash Bachav is the most famous of Rabbi Yehuda Simonim. But over here, the way he says it is Zadad Yahaz. What's Zadad? Shte Alechem is 7, 4, and 4. The Lechem Aponim is 10 with 5 with 7. These numbers, by the way, are... We don't have a Makar. The Alechem Moish B'Sinai. Ben Zoyim O'Aimim V'Nasata Al HaShulchan Lechem Aponim L'Fonai Tomid. It's called Lechem Aponim She'yehe Loi Ponim. That means that you have a face. What does it mean, a face? A loaf of bread doesn't have a face. What it means is that it has a side, which is... A side is like... That's the Tzura. That's not rounded off. It's a side, so it's a kilu, it's a face. So he holds that the side is flat to fit that halacha. Mishnah Hey. We're going now into the measurements of the Shulchan. There are other places in Shas that deal with the halachas of the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan is not really discussed that much. The Shulchan over here, in the context of Shteh, of Lechem Aponim, we discuss the measurements of the Shulchan. It's also in the Geh, how exactly the Lechem Aponim was situated on the Shulchan. So let's start. Hashulchan Orke Asara. The length of it was 10 Tvachim. Viroch Bechamisha was wide 5 Tvachim. This is straight out of Pasha's Truma. Lechem Haponim Orke Asara Viroch Bechamisha. We just learned. It's 10 by 5. So it was exactly the size of the Shulchan. Noisin is Orke Keneged Roch Bechel Hashulchan. You don't put a 10 by 5 on the 10 by 5 Shulchan. You put it faked. You put the 10 keneged rochbe against the 5. Koifel, the two sides of the lechem are now sticking out 2.5 on each side because it's 10 long. Tvachim umech, tvachayim umech to mikan, tvachayim umech to mikan. There's two parts sticking out. The koifel over here, Pashas, means that the etzem lechem was bent upward. Not clear exactly what the shape was. The shells, if it was before that fear, after that fear, look at the mafarshim. But it seems like it was bent. It wasn't just sticking over the sides. The Mishnah says, Nimtza orkei memalas kol rochbe shel hashulchan. The length of the lechem certainly fills up the whole roich of hashulchan. Div Reb Yehuda. Meir Aymer. Hashulchan orkei shnei masav rochbe shisho. The length and the width is different than what we had 10 by 5. It's 12 by 6. Now you'll ask, how can you have a machlokes about something which is mufurish apostle? The Torah says the length and the width of the shulchan. And the answer is the Torah does not say the length and the width of the shulchan in terms of tvachim. The Torah says it's an amo. And we have here a machlokes. This is a machlokes, a famous machlokes in several places. Look at Maseches Kelim, in Perek Yud Zayin. Is the Amma of the Migdosh, of the Mishkan rather, that's discussed in Chumash. Is it an Amma Bas Chumash Tvachim or Bas Shesh? If it's Bas Chumash, so then the length is an Amma. If it's 6, so then that's the length. Remeir Shita is that it's Orkesh Nemasa, because it's really 2. V'roch B'shisha, because that's 1 Amma. Lechem Aponim Orkei Asor V'roch B'chamisha. That Halacha Moshe Messina of 10 by 5, that he doesn't argue with. Mele, he says the way to put it on is different. Noisin Orkei Keneged Roch B'shulchon. V'koifel Tvachayim Mekan Mekan. Remember that the Lechem Aponim is 10. If you put it Keneged Roch B'shulchon, the Roch B'is Shisha. So you have a 10 over 6. It's sticking out 2 on this side, 2 on that side. However, there's something that is different than according to the first Shita. Remember that the orkoi is connected the roch b'shul shulchan. So what's connected the oirich ha-shulchan? According to the first sheet of Yehuda, the length is 10, and the width of the lechem aponim is 5. So what you have is two storm of lechem aponim. They were set up two rows of 6, so it completely fills up because the length is 10, and the width of each is 5. They're mamish side to side, flush against each other. However, according to a mayor, since the am is bigger, so the length is 12, but the width of each lechem aponim is only 5. So even when they were next to each other, it's 2 5s. There's still 2 tvachim. So on that he's nisyachis, and he says that there's tvachayim revach beemtza. Instead of having the two sidri alechem against each other, they left 2 open in the middle. Kadesh iruch minashavas bem. To keep it fresher, that there should be a little bit of circulation of air. Abishol loy mer, shom ho yunosim shne bazichel levanu shalachem aponim. It wasn't some open space. They would put over there the shtei bezicha levoina. That's what the space was there for. That's a chelik of that krov the lechem aponim. Amru loy, but like kvarnema v'nosata la mareches levoina zako. The lechem aponim, the bezicha levoina, the hakrov of it was on the lechem ala mareches. Mareches is the seder halechem. All of doesn't mean on, it means next to. So he says that empty space served as the place where they would put the bezicha levoina.